Trade Zone with click and collect or same day delivery. Get $100 off your first order when you spend $500 or more. Use promo code WELCOME100 at tradezone.com.au.
Oh, it was a big win, and a very big win by the Cats. It was a seesawing game all night, and you just got the vibe as we went through the night, Dom Cassisi and Bertie Vince, that the experience might just tell in the end, and maybe that's the way it turned out. Geelong by 21 points in the end.
Yeah, you're right. You know, Geelong's ability, it was more just how well-drilled they are. They just stick to their structure all game. They're so disciplined. That's playing a lot of footy together, and even when they lose momentum, they still look like they're in control. But it was definitely their experience that stood up, and they just had too much depth across the ground.
Yeah, they've got a great ability to be able to sense when momentum's going against them, and their senior players stand up and retain the footy at key moments, and they're able to do that, and then know when to go fast as well off the back of that at the right times. And thought they did that beautifully tonight. They timed it well, took the game on through the middle of the ground, and finished Port Adelaide off. And again, Port Adelaide don't beat a top four side.
One of their big stars of the night was Jeremy Cameron with 5 goals, as we thanks our friends at Channel 7, and we might be able to take you down to Jeremy Cameron right now.
It's a 16-hour smash and grab mission for you.
It has been one of the weirdest days of my football career, that's for sure. It's been a really long day. Actually, Joel Selwood and Higo woke me up. I was sleeping under a table trying to get a bit of darkness today, and I think I was there for about 4 hours before the game, and it was just a weird one, but everyone did it differently, I guess, and it was just good to play good football on the back of that.
Momentum swings in the game. You're 21 points down the second quarter. They started magnificently in that last quarter. The belief within your side's pretty remarkable.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, all good sides have, and we know Port definitely have that. They're a great side, and we really love coming up against, you know, good quality opposition on their home turf as well. So it was good. It was actually an amazing game to be a part of. I had so much fun out there, and I'm sure guys on both sides are, you know, whether you win or you lose, you love playing in games like that.
I think everyone watching loves seeing the high-scoring footy back, but with yourself, Gary Rowan, also Tom Hawkins, coexisting together is just working really seamlessly.
Yeah, it's been good. It's been really good to work on, you know. It was my first training session during the week all year, so yeah. It's actually good to get out there and actually you know, get the ball kicked to you. But it's been really good to work on, and it's something we'll continue to work on in the second half of the year.
That little bit of set play, Hawkins to you, that nice finish in the last quarter, geez, that worked out well.
Yeah, it's a little secret play. It's probably not so secret anymore, but it's good. Sometimes, you don't get on the end of them very often, so when you do, you've got to finish, and I was lucky enough to get it through.
Mate, congratulations. Good luck next week. Couple of big games, Dogs and Lions coming.
Yeah, look forward to it. Thank you very much.
There he is, Jeremy Cameron. Now, big thanks to our friends there at Channel 7. There's a couple of things I want to ask you about what he just said there, boys. We might be able to get to that in a moment. Just not sure if we're about to take you back downstairs. But firstly, sleeping under a table seems to be the way to do things. We'll come back to that. Here's Paddy Dangerfield.
It's a magical place to play footy.
Now, they came out Port in the last quarter, kicked 3, and then you guys kicked 5 unanswered. Just a tremendous effort by the boys.
Yeah, look, Port start really well in each quarter. Like they're firing early, so we knew we just had to hang in there a bit, and then where we could, once we'd get the momentum, make the most of that and get scoring opportunities ourselves. And, you know, it's pretty enticing when you see those big boys ahead of the play. You know, they're pretty special.
Well, they kicked 12 between them, that's not bad.
Yeah, and even, you know, so the headline is obviously Hawk, Jez and Gary, but it's Brad Close, it's Lukey Dalhouse, Sean Higgins, yep. Those boys around that do the work up and down the ground. It's just as special for us, but not always recognised externally.
Special for us, it's special to see you back on the field.
Yeah, it's magical. It's you know, nothing beats it, and you appreciate it even more when you're not out there playing.
Now, well done, Paddy. Good luck next week.
Thank you.
Thanks to our friends there at Channel 7, Paddy Dangerfield. The Cats home by 21 points. It's our Triple M Amy review. So a couple of things. Jeremy Cameron sleeping under a table. Comes out, kicks 5 goals. Not a bad preparation. But did I hear him say it's the first time he's actually trained with the side?
That's the thing. Like, if
that's scary.
It's so scary. If he's had 19 disposals and kicked 5 goals. But more importantly, like, you need to train to get that synergy with the other forwards, you know? And, like, Tomahawk kicked kick five tonight as well, or four, whatever it was. So they look like they've played 150 games together. And if they haven't trained together, then that's scary for the back half of the year.
Oh, it certainly is. And when you go to a new club, especially as a key forward, you need that synergy between the two. And
the midfield
to
too.
To not train. Wow, that's I didn't actually realise. I don't think many of the football world knew about that. So to have his first training session this week can only go upwards from there, can't it?
It's extraordinary stuff. And there's something else that you can't really put goals on in footy, but it's an us-against-them thing. And the Cats, just listening to them, they've had a real rough day. They've had a real rough 60 hours leading up. But can you take us into a footy club and what happens when you have to do things that maybe other teams don't, and maybe when you're up against the odds, and maybe when you don't have the perfect preparation, and maybe when you've got to dig deep and do something that you haven't normally done? It brings something else with it.
Yeah, it does, and particularly for a side like Geelong that don't really travel too much. Like, they probably would have really loved getting out of Melbourne, like getting the boys together after being pretty much locked down for 3 or 4 days or whatever that time, or it's even been longer than that. But to get the group together, and I know it's not perfect circumstances, but, you know, get that connection back, and they come over here in a place where Port Adelaide play really well at home, and to get the 4 points. I mean, that could really springboard the back half of their season off this win.
And it forces you to spend time together, doesn't it, when you're away like that? I always used to enjoy the away trips and spending time with the boys. And I know there's a little bit different circumstance because they were under so many restrictions. But you do spend time and you bond together. You get to know your teammates. And going out there, you're all going out there for the same thing. And you feel closer when you go through something like that. So they certainly look like a close team tonight.
I think what it highlights for Geelong is the maturity of their group.
Right.
You know, not perfect preparation, but they can still come out and deliver. You know, like you know, when the whips are cracking in the game, they deliver. They step up. They know what they need to do.
And the two interviews after the game, not one real mention of what they did today. It was just the perfect professional approach, wasn't it? It was all about, nut, we came here for a job. Whatever we had to do to get here and play this game and win, get home, and repeat.
Well, one thing it did do was entertain. It was a ripping game of footy here. Cats running out winners by 21 points in the end, but it was a fantastic contest. There they are, the Cats, running out winners by 21 points over Port Adelaide here tonight. It's our Triple M AMA review. Amy, who covers clangers? Amy does. Lucky you're with Amy. We've got Dom Cassisi, Bernie Vince, Red Biglands as we look back on this game. And gee, it was an entertaining clash, wasn't it? It was a seesawing affair. It looked like the Cats were off and gone early, and then Port Adelaide, they're able to steady things up. She chopped and changed the whole night, and the Cats running out the winners in the end. But what a Port Adelaide take out of a game like this. They're still yet to beat a side in the top four. They've still got players, I know, to come back. But Ken Hinkley and his group, how do they reflect on tonight?
Oh, look, I think there's some positives there that they can take away. I mean, you know, they've got a few players. They've played a few players in the form, like Rosie, who's going to be important for them. I think you can just see with Port Adelaide that they're just lacking that bit of depth with their composure. You know, like, you know, when they got Butters and Dersmer and these guys in their team, they look like they're just an extra few seconds when they got the ball. Their ball movement's a bit easier. You can just see that they're still a bit of a young group out there trying to find their way.
There's no confirmation on Butters' knee just yet. Still to be confirmed. And Dersman's 3 weeks away. And Orazio Fantasia with that knee clean out's a couple of weeks away. So Tom Clure is the other one. 3 weeks out with that one. So a couple of key players. But still, so did the Cats. They had a few out as well. And no doubt, when you're looking at what they've got ahead, the Cats take on the Dogs at the Cattery on Friday night, then the Lions at the Gabba Thursday night footy, and then the Dons in Geelong. And they're all COVID-dependent for Port. The Suns and the Goldie next week, then the Swans here at Adelaide Oval, and the Hawks in Melbourne.
So Geelong getting home winners now. What does it do for them, Dom and Bernie, the Cats? They come over, they get this elusive away win against Port Adelaide, who can be really hard to beat here, and they springboard into the second half of the year, Burn.
Yeah, the knock on Geelong, I reckon, over the last few years, they've peaked a bit early, so they've got going really early. This season, they've sort of got off to a bit of a slow start, and they've sort of gone under the radar a little bit in this competition up until probably the last few weeks. I mean, they've won the last five in a row.
Well, they're probably in second gear, though, Burn, don't you think?
Well,
maybe they're trying to do that. They didn't have a, they obviously played in the grand final, really late grand final, so not much of a pre-season. Started after Christmas, most of the competition started after Christmas, but only really had a few weeks, I think, of hard pre-season with the players before they had to start to get into game mode. So really short pre-season, they had to get back into it. So they're designed to have a real crack in this in the second half of the season. That's what their fitness base was built for. So I reckon they're a danger team now. I really do. I think they're up and running. Their forwards are working really well together. I think, you know, Melbourne are sitting top of the ladder for good reason. They've performed really well in the big games they've played. Western Bulldogs are a class above as well. But I think you've got to throw Geelong in there now as well. I'd love to see them play. I know Melbourne did beat them, but that was sort of, you know, 6-7 weeks ago now. So that was when Geelong were only just going. I'd love to see a matchup like that coming up. I know it's not, but I think you've got to throw them in that category now. They're third on the ladder, performed in big games. This is a big win. Port Adelaide away, big win for Geelong under the trying circumstances that they've been through this week. I think this could be a win that they can really build on. And to, for their key forwards are the players, aren't they? And they're really starting to get going now. It's quite scary when you hear Jeremy Cameron's only trained with the team once this year so far.
I think Burns, right? After seeing Geelong live tonight, the way they structure up their team defence is unprecedented. Like, they're going to pull apart that many teams, and the way they structure up, it's amazing. I mean, they lost the tackle count by 20 tonight, and normally when you lose the tackles by that much, you can't win the game. But what it is that the way they structure up the whole field, they don't need to bring that full-on energy at the contest for the whole four quarters because they play a bit smarter. And so what that does is that keeps your petrol tickets. You know, they're going to have energy going into the finals this year because the way they structure up holistically is like the best in the competition. And then you throw in the experience and the way they use the ball and their ability to sense the occasion in the game. They know when to go fast. They know when to pull up the play and maintain possession. They've got three or four coaches out there, and they've always been like that.
A way to save energy is that ball retention, and they flick straight back into that mode so well when... You don't have to defend when you've got the ball. It's so much easier when your team's got the ball. You can get your energy back. Meanwhile, at the same time, Porter frantically trying to man up and defend at the same time. So you're wearing the opposition out while you've got the ball. Even though sometimes you get a little bit frustrated. You go, why don't they kick it forward? Even though they're going lateral and sideways, the whole time they're getting their energy back and making Port defend. And then when at the right time, then they pick the time perfectly. They're the best team at it. They go from that slow to fast play and then put Port under pressure when they go inside.
They're aerial dominance. So 21 contested marks tonight to Port Adelaide's 10. It's almost like, we'll let you win the contest. And when you move it, we'll then intercept it, and we get our play going off that. And then they're able to kick 11 goals three from turnover.
We're not far away from getting Mark Blitzarves on the phone down in the rooms in the Cattery, but they're also going to throw Cam Guthrie back into this side. How good to see one of their best players. That shoulder didn't come up for tonight. And Grime Myers, well, that fractured leg of his. Brad Close may keep him out of this side the way he's performing. No VFL, of course, last week for the Catters. And, well, Quinton Narkle, my God, squeezed out of this after a PB 34 disposals, 8 marks and 25 disposals against the Pies. That was the Suns game as well. So their depth with Sam Simpson, that minor quad injury, they won't rush him. So depth all over the place for the Cats.
So it's a 21-point win to Geelong over Port Adelaide. Tony Marshall, Port lost him early in the game. Now, Dom, your point was well made that Port, every time they looked up, there was just Cats jumpers everywhere. They had to sort of totally restructure the forward line. Does Todd Marshall make what you're talking about any different in relation to him being a taller target? Further up the ground, he might have been a bit more mobile, able to swing up and give a bit of a target, or not really?
Oh, he does. I think what, you know, if you... A lot of the Port supporters probably have a bit of frustration towards Toddy Marshall, but if you speak to the other key forwards at Port Adelaide, they're like... He allows them to be better forwards because he keeps the opposition accountable. He knows when to lead and knows when not to. So, you know, if he was out there tonight, would they have maybe not taken 21 contested marks, particularly in the back half? Maybe. But what I would say is that when he was off, the look that Port Adelaide had with their small forwards, like, I don't know if Rosie would have kicked 5 if Marshall was there.
He wouldn't have.
I don't know if they would have got those balls out the back and had that space for their small forwards to be able to pounce on. I think it gave them a totally different look tonight, and I reckon they looked more damaging than ever this year with their ball movement and their ability to hit the scoreboard.
Being a concussion, he'll miss the 12 days, so they'll get a look. Scotty Lysett will come back in. They'll get a look at that forward line without him.
How good's this from Mitch Duncan? So he just did a Fox Footy interview with Mark Rusciuto, and then he's actually having selfies with a 2 metre gap. So the supporters are standing 2 metres out, and I think we've got Mark Blitzarms on the phone downstairs.
Yeah, we sure have, Mark. Big win, 21 points over Port Adelaide. Mate, can you take us through the day and what it all means, this win tonight?
Oh, it's been a great day. Something completely different. We got up pretty early, got to the Adelaide Oval about 7 hours before the game, and they had a great setup there for us. A few beanbags, we're playing cricket in the nets, and we got it done, so we're wrapped.
You've got an unbelievable ability to create a plus one behind the ball, and at times Port Adelaide tried to even your numbers up and go 6v6, and then what you did is sent the wingman down as the plus one. Is that something you look to do for the rest of the year?
It depends from game to game, but especially Rosie early was just looking really lightning quick and dangerous, going one-on-one or when there was even numbers ahead. So we just made it a focus to make sure, I suppose, not really get a plus one back, but work hard to try and support our defenders as much as we can, and that worked better in the second and third quarters.
Mate, you got a good return from your tools, obviously, with Jeremy Cameron kicking five and Tomahawk with four. It was interesting after the game, Jeremy Cameron's doing an interview, and he mentioned that he trained for the first time this week. Can you shed some light on that? Is that actually the case? Because it's pretty scary if it's true.
Oh, he's... No, we're just making
on it.
No, he's working well. He's been on his individual program this whole year. Obviously came to the club early pre-season, had a few injuries, so we just wanted to make sure he was cherry ripe to go and keeping really fresh. So, no, he's done some training. He's put some mayo on that, but... it's good. It's really exciting. I think we've had a few sessions and games where we felt like Hawk and Jez's chemistry's been off a little bit, and they're really working hard on that. And it was great today to see them both get in dangerous spots and compliment each other.
Hey, we saw O'Connor go a hard tag on Boak. He was very quiet early, Boak. He managed to get his way back into the game later in the game. How'd you see that role? And I noticed the whole team, it was almost a whole team role. You were crashing into him all over the ground.
Yeah, he's had an unbelievable season. So it was good to have Merrick back in the team after coming back from a hammy. So he's been awesome when he's been in the midfield and tagging. And we thought Boak was the one that really gets him going, and he had really, really good influence, and especially late was getting the ball going their way. But Merrick's a tough player and really hard to play on. So wrapped with his job tonight.
Is that a coach's directive to go to Boak, or do the players decide who you go to? Because Ollie Wines has also been in outstanding form through the midfield.
Yeah, it's a bit of both. We have discussions, both coaches and players, and we sort of get to those decisions, but it changes each week, and we could come up against Port and look at someone else again next time, but that was just the feeling I suppose we all got as a team, that Boakie's the one that is obviously in, well, they're all in great form, but Boakie especially, so credit to him, he gets a tag from Merrick, and I think that's a compliment.
We're joined by Geelong's Mark Blitzarms down in the change rooms, and that calf of yours, which you failed to get up against the Pies, was there any nerves? Of course, the big day today, getting across the border and then trying to make sure you're right for today's match. Any further tests?
Nah, I was pretty close against Collingwood, but I just probably was a bit wary then, so I wanted to be ultra cautious, but have used the bye week for a great couple of weeks at training, and felt really good out there, so... no issues.
We've seen you play in just about all positions over the whole ground. Do you have a favourite, or you don't mind just swinging between both?
No, I don't mind, I think. I'm used to it now, so I suppose whatever the team needs, but at this stage it's been sort of that wing ruck role and then trying to get back and help the defenders. And again, I think that'll change during the year when spots change and whatever happens. Well, no doubt injuries are part of the game as well, so... I think I'll just need to stay flexible and play wherever they need me.
Well, Mark, it's a big win. You really have set your team up for the remainder of the season. Well done tonight, and we better let you go to jump on the plane and head out early. Thanks for joining us.
Very happy, guys. Thanks very much.
There he is, Mark Blitzavs, joining us back into the team tonight in a real big Cats win by 21 points.
Yeah, Mark's.
I just checked the team sheet. There's no S after Marks. It's Blitzavs.
So we've got the pronunciation gods here, have we? You two geniuses have been spot on all night, have you?
I've never heard someone called Marks before.
Marks Blitzavs.
That's a genuine Russian. How do you spell that? Marks. Is it just
M-A-R? Marks did he take, Burn? You did nothing all night. You could give us a decent stat.
I'm not a numbers man, Biggles.
M-A-R-X.
Mark's up with
full
you.
Full stop.
Mark's up with you two losers.
He put a full stop after it.
Oh, the Cats home by 21 points over Port Adelaide here tonight. For your Backers post-game feed, the only question is McDelivery or drive-through. What about the awards, boys? The Triple MVP awards for Mungrel Boots. Mungrel Boots, comfy boots built for long days on site. Going into tonight, Ollie Wines and Clayton Oliver. They had 17 votes each. Sam Walsh with 15 and Marcus Bonapelli with 14 votes.
All right, I've got the votes here, boys. So I kick it off with one vote to Connor Rosie, 5 goals. Now, when the whips were cracking in the game, he was turning on his head. He was pretty electric today, which is good to see. So he got the one vote. 2 votes, Tom Stewart. He was just amazing. He had the 5 marks and he was intercepting. He had 7 contested possessions, 23 disposals. But the big thing was 723 metres gained off half-back. So he just got him territory and he's, you know, 84% kicking efficiency. But best player on the ground for someone who doesn't train. He's had 19 disposals, Jeremy Cameron, 90% kicking efficiency. He's had 6 inside 50s and 5 goals. So he's had midfield numbers with, you know, inside 50s and possessions, but 5 goals straight, and he pretty much won the game for him.
3 goals as well in that last quarter when the game was right in the balance there for the taking. He just stood up and said, nah, this is ours, boys. And I love players that can do that. They can win a game almost off their own boot.
Big win, Cats home by 21 points, and Cameron, the Triple MVP award for Mungrel Boots. Mungrel Boots, comfy boots, built for long days on site. We've got a huge games coming up, a couple in particular, most notably the, really looking forward to the Eagles and Richmond clash for Choice Hotels around the grounds. Tomorrow night, the Swans and the Hawks, so the Swans keep rolling there, do you reckon, boys?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think they'll just keep doing what they're doing. They've surprised us all sitting inside. I think they're sitting in 6th position at the moment. So, yeah, travelling along nicely.
And, Dom, what about the Eagles-Tigers, mate, on Sunday? What are you thinking there?
Oh, I think the Eagles are going to win that one. I reckon.
Upset.
I'm going to pick it up an upset for that one. You've got to have one in the mix, don't you? One upset. So
Eagles have been playing poorly the last few weeks. They're ready for a rebound, you reckon?
I reckon they are, mate.
What about
you know?
Big Queen's birthday, Burn. What are you thinking? The Demons, mate, they going to keep rolling? Or in Bucks' last game, what can the Pies do?
I've just got a funny feeling this could be a danger game for Melbourne. I don't know why. I just
so who are you tipping? Who are you going for?
Melbourne.
All right.
Here he is.
That was our Choice Hotels around the grounds. Oh, well done, boys. Good stuff. Big game. It was a Thursday night cracker. And the Cats home by 21 points. 17, 10, 112. Port Adelaide, 14, 7, 91. For McDonald's and Ream Hot Water, Triple M rocks footy.
Say goodbye to Bernie Bluey and Jars and a big hello to TradeZone, Australia's largest electrical wholesaler. Sparkies, buy all your electrical and solar supplies at tradezone.com.au. Then pick up at their new Parafield warehouse and score a free brekkie and coffee before 9:30.